Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favourite comfort fragrance.
To be honest, Maria, there's only one thing that's been dominating your life because you haven't shut up about it for about 2 weeks. So it's finally come to a head over the weekend. So take us through it all.
Right. So Kate Middleton went for surgery in January. It was abdominal surgery. We weren't told any more than that.
Right.
Now, I think it's none of our business, but look at their royal family, their public property.
Yeah.
The people want to know. So she went for abdominal surgery. And then everyone was told it's going to take her quite a bit of time to get over this. She's going to spend 2 weeks in hospital, which she did. And then she's going home to recover in comfort with her family around her. So that's what she did. And she'll be out of action until Easter, right?
Okay, so, this was January. Nobody, so a couple of months of you're not going to see Kate Middleton. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry, but she's fine. We're looking she's after recovering. Her. She has the best help and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Would you say the royal family's healthcare plan is pretty good?
I mean, the perks alone.
Would they have the poshest VHI, would you say? I'd say they might.
They didn't wait on a trolley like the rest of us, I tell you that much.
That's for sure.
So she's in Windsor, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get better. And then the internet's going insane. And they're like, I think there's problems in the marriage.
Sure.
I think she might have had an affair. I think, you know, and all of this kind of stuff.
I heard, I think she's dead and has been replaced by a body double.
Yes.
Ivanka Trump style or whatever.
Yeah, well,
her
look
name
at
was.
It. If it's good enough for Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
You know, and the Beatles. Yeah. So she, because I think William cancelled his appearance at his godfather's memorial service.
Yes.
Due to personal issues. This was last week.
Nodding, saying sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone went, oh, this is definite now. And everyone's gone insane online. Instead of just taking what they said.
Nothing like a conspiracy theory to get people talking. Yeah.
Right. So I was like ignoring it. Like, she's fine. She's just getting better. Like, she's had surgery. So then yesterday, they released on their Kensington Palace account, right? Mm-hmm. I saw it on Instagram. It's on X as well. They released a picture for Mother's Day of Kate sitting in a little chair and her three kids around her. So George is behind her with his arms kind of over her shoulders. Prince Louis is one side and Charlotte is sitting on the side, the arm of the chair on the other side. And the internet went insane.
Yeah, but Maria,
right?
The internet went insane for a couple of very valid reasons.
Okay, well look, the caption she had under it was, thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months. Wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. C.
Yeah.
Catherine. So there were a number of problems with the picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
first of all,
they were talking about Louis missing fingers.
It was very,
George's
very heavily
arms,
edited.
George's arms are too long to fit around where they actually meet.
What's the princess's name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte's wrist was taken from a different photograph and put in.
Well, her so the sleeve of her cardigan she has on was missing.
Yeah, it was definitely in the wrong place.
Kate's wedding ring was missing and her engagement ring missing. She had no rings on. And there were, like, her hair was blurry in parts, as if it was after being, you know, edited.
Look, I am a man, I enjoy a Photoshop edit, and a lot of times my wife will just go to me, you've made it worse. And I think, this is what you look at when you see this picture, you go, this was probably a fine picture at some point.
Yeah.
What have you done?
So they sent out this picture and then naturally news sources picked it up and were putting it up and going, she's fine, she's okay, she's fine. Yeah. And then everybody start going, the picture's been edited.
Yeah.
She's not fine. This is like, there's green leaves on the trees behind her. That's not right for the time of year. Like, we've no green leaves on our trees right now and blah, 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 right? So all the news sources had to delete it and then put a plea out to any of the online outlets that used the picture from their source.
Notice on the picture.
A kill notice.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
so they went,
gotcha, yeah.
Nobody use it under any circumstance, delete it from everywhere.
Okay, okay.
Right? So they've gotten rid of it. And then they reached out to Kensington Palace and went, would you like to comment on the insanity that just
What's
happened?
What's the story here, lads?
And they went, no comment.
Right.
And then, so remember her uncle was on Celebrity Big Brother?
Yes.
He was the first to be evicted on Friday night.
Okay.
So he was on Good Morning Britain this morning and they asked him about it. And he was like, oh, I think it's just like a normal picture. I think they're all smiles and I think everything's great. But you know, I haven't spoken to her for, I'd say it was about a year. It's about a year now.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to her. I see her at family funerals and, you know, I probably see her sister more. They were like, oh, okay, so no answers.
No comments, right? Yeah.
So then, in the last little while, breaking news, Princess of Wales apologises for any confusion over Mother's Day family photo, saying she occasionally experiments with editing.
She said she experiments editing?
So apparently she did it.
So it's
she
Kate
did all
Middleton's
the
terrible editing that we've been all taken apart piece by piece.
Yeah. But she's been, like, she's an avid photographer anyway. So maybe this is right.
This is curiouser and curiouser, yeah, is what this. So Kate Middleton takes pictures heavily and,
well, we know
in
she
some
takes
cases,
pictures anyway,
poorly edits them and then goes to Kensington Palace. Here, stick that up on the internet to answer all the
and
questions.
And nobody says that looks weird. So there. Right. Solved.
Thank you very much for the timeline of that. That's absolutely brilliant. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.